God is the Father to the fatherless. God is the Father to the fatherless. He will love, guide, and protect you. God is the Father to the fatherless.
Hello, friends, and hello, fatherless boys. This is Bobby Solomon, mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus from Mentor Me Ministries.
Hey, everybody, this is Oscar.
Oscar, our puppet friend. Say, praise Jesus, Oscar.
Praise Jesus. Yep.
Oh, yes, praise Jesus. He's our Lord and Savior. We got a great show. We're going to talk about Grandpas for Jesus, and we're going to talk about Fatherless Day. But first, Oscar, do you want to give the 800 number so when people want to call in or text, they certainly can? Go ahead, Oscar. Oscar. Oscar, please.
Okay, Bobby. 800 number. 800-787-5044.
Thank you, Oscar. Give it one more time. People, if you want to get your pens and paper, pencil and paper, or get your phone ready to take a note with the 800 number is, Oscar's going to give it again. Right, Oscar? Oscar.
Okay, Bobby. 800-787-5044.
Praise Jesus. 800-787-5044. And Oscar, can they also text and call to that number?
Yes, Bobby. Yep. Call or text. 800-787-5044.
Oh, thank you, Oscar. Now, we want to talk about Fatherless Day. It is June 15th, 2024. It is Saturday, the day before Father's Day, June 15th, 2024. Keep that in mind. And we want to visit fatherless boys in their affliction, in their trouble. That's what the Word says. James 1:27 says, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. That's what it says, James 1:27. Now, that pertains to all fatherless boys and girls, but in my ministry, in this ministry, Mentor Me Ministries, we mentor fatherless boys exclusively, almost, because on Fatherless Day, we also have the fatherless girls and the single mom, widow, grandmothers, aunties, who's ever raising fatherless boys. Could be an older sister. We had that experience once, and it was a wonderful experience. The older sister was just so loving of Jesus, and we shared Jesus with her fatherless boy brother for many, many years. Let's talk about Grandpas for Jesus and Fatherless Day. Let's talk about how we're going to visit fatherless boys for Fatherless Day. And we're going to do it through prayer to start, and then we're going to do it in person. And when I say we, I mean that you, the church, the body of Christ, is going to visit fatherless boys for Fatherless Day in person. Now, many of you will not be able to do that for different reasons, and many of you can, and some of you will. Some of you will actually visit fatherless boys and maybe even the single mom families at your church or your ministry in the park with the other church members or ministry members for Fatherless Day. That's what it's all about. And remember what we've discussed on prior shows, what it looks like. It's a big festival in the park, isn't it, Oscar?
Yep. Big festival. Oh, yes. Lots of food. Music. Oh, yes. Games. Prizes. All kinds of things, Bobby.
It is. It's all of those things, and it's brand new Bibles. We give the toys for free. What are the toys? Just little knicky-knack fun things that you might get at the dollar store or at the inexpensive mart where you shop. Things like that, or you might get some stuff on Amazon. Maybe your church or ministry already has some things, you know? And just fun things for fatherless boys. And sometimes the mothers get prizes, and so do the sisters, and they should. So sometimes the ladies at church will make some things up for them. Sometimes they'll put purses together with toiletries and scarves and things like that for the single mothers. And the girls might get some things that they will feel good about. It could be a doll, or it could be a scarf for them, or maybe some nice pretty jewelry, something like that. Now, everybody should get a Bible and should get a gospel booklet for children. And then there is a call to come to Jesus. There is a reading of the word, a sharing of the gospel. One Fatherless Day, there was a pastor, a very well-known pastor in Southern California that came by, and we couldn't seem to get the microphone equipment set up the way that it was supposed to be. But he just said, look, there's a tree over there with shade. Why don't we go over there? And he sat under that tree, and a lot of children came, fatherless boys and girls, and he preached the gospel to them. And then we had a call to come to Jesus. It was so wonderful. Wonderful Christian worship music could be live or could be brought in. And so people get saved. Fatherless boys, their sisters, their moms, or grandmothers get saved at Fatherless Day. It's a great time, isn't it, Oscar?
Yep. I remember so well. In so many Fatherless Days, touched my heart, Bobby.
Yes, I know. And mine too. Now, here's where the grandpas for Jesus come in. Grandpas, those of you that are old enough to be grandpas, I ask you to pray for fatherless boys on Fatherless Day and their single mom families. Even starting right now, pray that there will be many mentors for them on Fatherless Day. And maybe some of you yourself would like to mentor some fatherless boys, be like a grandpa to them. Or maybe you have your own grandsons that are fatherless and you're going to spend some time with them on Fatherless Day, or in that case, you might even spend time with them on Father's Day. Pray for the fatherless boys that don't have any men in their lives. Pray for them that on June 15th and leading up to June 15th, that the fatherless boys and single mom families will be blessed. There will be provision made for them. That we would ask God to bring holy men of Christ to be ready to mentor them with the church, with their wives, or with the ladies from church, that it would be done in a public place in safety. Pray for that. And if your church cannot seem to get together as a group for Fatherless Day, then maybe that you yourself can pray how you can mentor a fatherless boy on Fatherless Day and do it in public where it's safe and everything, and do something simple and easy and share Jesus Christ with him. And Grandpas for Jesus, I call on you for prayer. I call on everybody listening for prayer for fatherless boys right now. And Grandpas for Jesus, we have more buttons for you. That's right. We have more buttons. We just ordered some more Grandpa for Jesus buttons. The first batch that we got was already distributed. And we want more Grandpas for Jesus praying for fatherless boys. If you are one of those Grandpas for Jesus, call or text us 800-787-5044, and let us know what you're praying. Right, Oscar, what they're praying?
Oh, yes, it matters so much. It mattered to me that I had a spiritual grandpa in my life, Bobby.
Yes, it does. And we want to be spiritual grandpas for the fatherless boys. And also, if you are younger than a grandpa, be an active mentor to a fatherless boy. Spend some time with a fatherless boy. James 1:27. To visit them in their affliction, because they have a lot of trouble in their lives. There's a lot of pain and pressure and agony. And just to, hang out with a fatherless boy, like I said, in public at the park or something. Maybe his mom is sitting a few tables down from you, or maybe you have some people at the church doing it on Fatherless Day. You have games in the park like we discussed, and fun things. Food. Have a barbecue. Please bring food. Then it will bless the fatherless boy and the single mom family, and you can hang out with them for Fatherless Day. It brings great joy to my heart to play an audio for you from the fatherless boys in a group called Loving Father Ministry that is from India, and they also have their ministry in the nation of Liberia in Africa. And these fatherless boys are singing a song for mothers, for Mother's Day. A word about Mother's Day. You know, in the Bible verse where it says in Psalm 68:5, a father of the fatherless and a defender of widows is God in his holy habitation. That gives a lot of peace to my heart, and it should give a lot of peace to you, fatherless boys and single mother widows that are raising families that are fatherless. Because God is a protector of the widow. He defends the widow. And on this Mother's Day, I would like to have a special prayer for the fatherless boys, the girls in the family too, and the mothers. The mothers that work so hard, that pray so much through their tears, and even sometimes blood, sweat, and tears for the family, and that they care so much and would do anything for their children. And I say to you, trust God, trust God, trust God for that Bible verse, Psalm 68:5, a father of the fatherless and a defender of widows is God in his holy habitation. Here's Stella right now. Stella was a single mom. She's one of our puppets. She was actually a widow. Hi, Stella.
Hi, Bobby. Oh, ladies, happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day. Aw. Oh, trust God for his promises. He will defend and protect you always. Aw.
Thank you, Stella. Now let's listen to this wonderful audio from the fatherless boys at LFM Ministry in Liberia. And they just recently completed our 12-part series, Leadership Training in Christ, called God as Our Father. Enjoy this.
Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to you, ma'am. Happy Mother's Day to you. We wish you success.
Abba Father, Holy Abba, in Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, your Spirit, God, we pray now. We pray for the fatherless boys that are listening throughout the USA and the communities, neighborhoods, cities, counties, the states, and throughout the globe, in the villages and the cities and the districts, the nations. Lord, we pray for these children and the fatherless girls also, Lord, who so need you so much. And they need their spiritual father and the single mom widow. We pray in the name of Jesus for the most wonderful fatherless day, June 15, 2024. God bless you all. Amen. Oh, by the way, I'd like to share with you about one fatherless day, a little short story, if you will. One fatherless day, we had this wonderful event in a park in Southern California in Orange County, kind of an old heritage park, and beautiful, a lot of grass, volleyball court, tennis court, that baseball diamonds, everything was there, playground too. The church came and set up, when I say the church now, I mean the overall church, but different ladies from different churches, and set up a wonderful, like a side dish buffet area under some canopies. There were several tables there, and there were side dishes and cold water. And from a local men's group, the men came out and set up a barbecue area. And so it was really nice, and we had our toys for the boys and the gifts for the girls and the moms and the Bibles and the Christian music, and it was wonderful. Well, lo and behold, here comes by a single mom just strolling by in the park with her children and a stroller with a little baby in there. And I say little baby, but I think he might have been a year, year and a half years old. And you know what? We got to pray for that family, and I got to pray in my heart for that little boy. And I praise Jesus. I hope and pray today he is becoming a wonderful man in Christ. Have a great fatherless day. You can do the same thing. Bless these fatherless boys and single mom families. June 15, 2024. Amen.